Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This episode sponsored by our friends at The Wellness Company. Head over to TWCHealth/Dobbs to get your med kit. A med kit with all the essential pharmaceuticals, you know, the ones the mainstream media and Marxist left don't want you to have, like ivermectin, Z-Pax, amoxicillin, and much more. Be prepared for when the next plague hits by heading over to TWC.health/Dobbs and enter promo code Dobbs at checkout to save 15% off your entire order. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Great America Show. It is great to have you with us. President Trump started this week back in a New York City courtroom as the Marxist Dems are hoping to do all the damage they can possibly do to him to keep him off the campaign trail. Trump gave a statement before entering the courtroom. He said that this is an outrage.
Thank you very much. I just want to say before we begin, these are all Biden trials. This is done as election interference. Everybody knows it. I'm here instead of being able to be in Pennsylvania and Georgia and lots of other places campaigning. And it's very unfair. Fortunately, the poll numbers are very good. They've been going up because people understand what's going on. This is a witch hunt, and it's a shame. And it comes out of Washington. It's in coordination with Washington, everything, including the DA's office. It's in coordination with Washington. I just want people to understand that this is done for purposes of hurting the opponent of the worst president in the history of our country.
It's a disgrace what these Marxist Dems are doing to President Trump, doing to our system of justice and this nation. Over the weekend, Speaker Mike Johnson issued his latest betrayal of the Republican Party, a $95 billion betrayal. Johnson and his uniparty of 101 rhinos sending another gift to foreign nations, in particular, Ukraine. $60 billion of it to Ukraine, $26 billion to Israel, and another $8 billion to Taiwan. Not a single dollar of it going to secure our southern border, but $300 million of it will go towards securing Ukraine's eastern border. How comforting. And Speaker Johnson, who has been nothing but a disgrace as Speaker, talking to the press after passing the bill, he says this funding was needed because Russia is a real threat to our prosperity and security, and this issue demands American leadership. He's right, but America isn't getting that leadership.
I said these are not normal times. They're not. The world is destabilized, and it's a tinderbox. It's a dangerous time. Three of our primary adversaries, Russia and Iran and China, are working together, and they're being aggressors around the globe. And they're a global threat to our prosperity and our security. Their advance threatens the free world, and it demands American leadership. If we turn our backs right now, the consequences could be devastating.
It makes you wonder, just who does Mike Johnson think he's fooling? The military-industrial complex and the warmongers in Congress seem to own just about 100% of Speaker Mike Johnson. Well, after that bill was passed, one of Mike Johnson's mouthpieces, Congressman Tony Gonzalez, ran to make an appearance on CNN, kiss up to, I guess, Speaker Johnson. Or maybe it was worse than that. Rhino Gonzalez took the opportunity not to call in the House to start working for America and Americans, but to call out those great Republicans who stood up to this gross abuse of foreign spending, even going so far as calling fellow Republicans members of the KKK. How many K's in KKK? Three. Take a listen to this idiot. Try to figure that out.
He will survive. Look, the House is a rough and rowdy place, but Mike Johnson is going to be just fine. I served 20 years in the military. It's my absolute honor to be in Congress, but I served with some real scumbags. Look, Matt Gaetz, he paid minors to have sex with him at drug parties. Bob Good endorsed my opponent, a known neo-Nazi. These people used to walk around with white hoods at night. Now they're walking around with white hoods in the daytime.
Gonzalez is not only a rhino, but as big a fool as Mike Johnson. I don't even know why they waste their time calling themselves Republicans anymore. They are outright Democrats. And by the way, they're gutless wonders without principle. Our guest today is attorney Jesse Banal. He represents President Trump in many of President Trump's civil cases, and he worked on the 2016 Trump campaign as a parliamentary procedure expert. And now here is Jesse Banal. And Jesse, just great to have you with us here. And let's begin with the good news. Letitia James having thrown back in her teeth that there was something about the bond that just simply was inordinate and unjustified, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It's good to see her basically floundering as she should have been throughout. Your thoughts?
Yeah, that's right, Lou. This was a temper tantrum. It was a temper tantrum by an attorney general who thought that she could be able to destroy Donald Trump's wealth in New York City without him getting full access to his appellate rights. She believes very strongly that the process should be the punishment. And so she found a judge that was willing to go along with almost everything that she asked for in a hearing. You know, this is the judge that thought Mar-a-Lago was only worth about $18 million, in which case, you know, most people would say, I'll take 10 of them. So she threw this temper tantrum and said, well, President Trump was able to come up with a $175 million bond. You know, this is a huge number for almost every American to be able to come up with. And she said that just simply wasn't enough. And it's preposterous. It was so preposterous that even Judge Engoron, who's no friend of Donald Trump, who's proven himself to be a Trump hater, wouldn't even go along with her request.
Yeah, it is stunning to see the hate, the constancy of that hate over years, and to campaign to destroy the man, and then to proceed in the New York judiciary to do just that effort. It's just amazing to me that that there's no one in the New York court system who will bridle her back, at least bring her to heel. And suddenly discover perhaps that there is such a thing as law and order.
Yeah, that's exactly what should be happening right now. That is what our justice system was designed for when you have a judge that just goes so far out of left field as you have a Judge Engoron, or, you know, when you have a prosecutor that is so aggressive like Letitia James, you're supposed to have a judicial system that brings them back in line. But in too many courthouses right now, there's a poison. There's a poison that goes beyond just the judges on the bench. It goes back to what's going on in their chambers. And I've actually been back in judicial chambers when this happens. But these judges, they talk with each other. They talk with their secretaries, their judicial assistants, their law clerks. And in so many of these places in New York, there's such a fervor of hatred against Donald Trump that none of them can withstand the social pressure that goes on in their chambers to actually stand up for law and order when law and order supports Donald Trump. And so that's a really, really difficult thing that is very much undermining the rule of law in America right now.
It's certainly in America, certainly in New York State. I think New York State now has proved itself to be I'm sitting here thinking there is Illinois, there are other states, yeah. There is California. But in my experience and coverage, there is no state worse than New York. And the only place in the United States more corrupt in its judiciary is the District of Columbia.
Yeah.
I mean, those are two prize examples of just everything our system should not be about.
Yeah, Lou, that's exactly right. And it's no secret that that's the reason that the Biden White House, these government bureaucrats that hate Donald Trump, and they're doing everything they can to bring these cases against Trump in New York City and Washington, D.C. It's a really sad thing because, of course, most of New York State is a beautiful place with wonderful people. It just happens to be New York City that is this swamp, just as bad as D.C., where they are just absolutely have so many people have this absolute hatred of Donald Trump. And so between Washington, D.C. and New York, you have these prosecutors and you have these judges. And it's so sad to see judges be a part of this that it's not good enough for them to have their voices heard at the ballot box. They want to use their judicial positions, their prosecutor positions, to try to affect the 2024 election and to try to take out Donald Trump and try to get Joe Biden reelected. That's scary.
It is worrisome to say the least. What is equally worrisome is that there is no countervailing influence against such political corruption in the judiciary. And in New York, California, I don't know how many states on either coast actually are engaged in this lawfare through and through. That is, the judge, the prosecutor, the attorneys, the legal system, the associations in every state. Yeah. I mean, to see what happened to John Eastman in California. What is happening to Donald Trump in not one, not two, but three New York courts almost simultaneously is beyond egregious. It is vicious.
It is absolutely vicious, Lou. And it's where, you know, the rule of law in America really does go to die if we don't protect it. And it's one thing that I think you said that's so important is there's not a countervailing force here. Unfortunately, the other side feels free to play these games and to use their power, this power of lawfare, to try to destroy Donald Trump, because they know that Republicans would never do the same thing if the shoe were on the other foot. Right now, there's been unilateral disarmament, and it's one of the most dangerous things out there, because every time Republicans seem to get control, and we see this in Congress, they decide that they're going to play nice when the Democrats and the left never do. And so, one of the things that's going to be critically important going forward is accountability. Yeah. I truly, truly believe that these judges, these prosecutors are violating the law. They are compromising civil rights under color of law. That is a federal offense. And if we are to put a stop to this once and for all, the only way to do that is for there to be accountability. The next time that, when Donald Trump is in the White House, we need to have a Department of Justice that actually goes after these people for their lawfare. We need accountability.
No question about it. And this, by the way, it resonates of something that in the 2016 election, lock her up became a chant across all of the rallies. And you could see President Trump flinch. That did not suit him to even think about prosecuting her. And he declined to prosecute her, even though it was very clear she had committed a number of felonies and acts against the interests of the United States. He chose to be classy, to be forgiving, and here is what it's earned him. And if the Republican Party and the Trump organization has not learned that lesson, because it is a responsibility, I believe, of this president, Donald J. Trump, to make certain that there is the accountability that you are describing at this moment. We're talking with Jesse Banal. He is one of President Trump's leading attorneys, a great American, and we're coming right back. Please stay with us. Folks, you know I beg everyone to get ready for the next crisis, and when it comes, our lives will likely change overnight, whether it's natural disaster, war, or another disease. We have to be ready as we can be. We saw what happened in 2020 when we found ourselves dependent on global supply chains. We're still dependent on China and other countries for more than 90% of all our pharmaceuticals. With clusters of respiratory illnesses popping up around the world and here, We need to be prepared. And now is the time to make certain you have what your family needs when the next crisis hits. Our good friends, Dr. Peter McCullough and Dr. Drew Pinsky over at the Wellness Company have put together just what you and I need with the Wellness Company's Medical Emergency Kit. And now the Wellness Company's Medical Kit provides a solution critical to you and your loved ones. This emergency kit includes 8 life-saving medications, including amoxicillin, Z-Pak, and ivermectin for you to keep on hand, along with a guidebook for safe use. From tick bites to biochemical events, every medical scenario is covered. Be prepared for whatever comes next. Go to twc.health/Dobbs and grab your medical emergency kit right now. Go to twc.health/Dobbs now. That's twc.health/Dobbs. Put in promo code Dobbs and save 15% at checkout. Take control of your health today with the Wellness Company's Medical Emergency Kit. Prepare today. Be ready tomorrow.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
We're back and we're talking with Jesse Banal. And Jesse, I just have to, let's turn to what is going on at this very moment in New York, and that is the outrageous prosecution of Donald Trump. He's spent a week in this in New York City. He's got more weeks to go, it looks like. And your thoughts about why this case how did it successfully come about for the Marxist left, who actually mean it to be a pure election interference?
Joe Biden made it happen. And specifically what happened is they took the number 3 prosecutor at the Department of Justice, the most, big and powerful law firm in the world, and they moved him to a county district attorney's office, a big county, Manhattan, but it's certainly a step down from the Department of Justice, being the number 3 at the Department of Justice. He was moved to go after and get Donald Trump using this preposterous legal theory that was completely devoid not only of a legal basis, but it had no factual basis either. It's based primarily on the word of Michael Cohen, not exactly the most credible man in the world. And so they take and they move over this prosecutor from Biden's Justice Department to the New York District Attorney's Office, and they bring this case. And lo and behold, it gets transferred to a Trump-hating judge, somebody who is donated to Joe Biden. And of course, he was going to schedule it to have maximum political impact, to try to take Donald Trump off the campaign trail. So regardless of what happened at trial, he would be able to do everything he could to hurt Donald Trump when he was running for election as president of the United States. And let me just say that I have never seen before a judge make political donations while on the bench. It's something that is just it is unheard of. And this judge, not only has he made political donations, not only has he donated to Joe Biden, but when he was called out for it, he refused to recuse himself. This is exactly why we have recusal rules. This is the clearest example of why recusal is warranted of any case I've ever seen in my life. And And not only is he conflicted himself because of this, but his daughter is making money on this case, an immediate family member. This would be a bad movie. This would be a bad B movie that wouldn't be believable if it was in Hollywood, just because it's so preposterous to think that it would happen this way. And again, the American people know that what is happening in New York is not justice. This judge is not dispensing justice from the bench. He's using his courtroom for politics, and it's disgusting.
It is disgusting, and it is so over the top. It is so the hyperbolic partisanship of the Marxist Dems in New York. As you said, it's the feeding ground for all of this, because it is so corrupt politically. It is so corrupt in so many ways. That is Manhattan, New York, go to Fulton County, Georgia. I mean, it's rancid with corruption. At some point, and then I don't want to let the federal judiciary off here. I mean, D.C. is appalling. It could be. This is not the nation's capital. This could not be the nation's capital of the greatest constitutional republic in history. It is a cesspool of corruption and political an attempt at political assassination.
Yeah, Lou, that's exactly what's going on. And let's talk about why Washington, D.C. is like this. Washington, D.C. was supposed to be a town where people came from across America for a small amount of times to be able to represent the people in those various states, from Florida to New York to Wisconsin. And that's what D.C. was supposed to be. But instead, this permanent bureaucracy developed, and this permanent bureaucracy that makes up 95% plus of the federal workforce is now what controls Washington, D.C. And when Donald Trump became the first president in ages to push back on the power of the bureaucrats, they decided they were going to have their revenge on him. Mm-hmm. And so when you have these cases that are brought by D.C. prosecutors like Jack Smith in a D.C. courtroom, with a D.C. judge who has made it very clear how much she hates Donald Trump, then you know what the result is going to be. There's no doubt about what the result is going to be, and that these people will do everything they possibly can to use their judicial power to take down Donald Trump. And that's why we need serious reforms in our judicial system in order to make sure this can never happen again. It cannot be Washington, D.C. bureaucrats and people that come up in that bureaucracy, including Tanya Chutkan, who decide they're going to dictate the law to the American people. It has to be back to our constitutional roots, where America decides what Washington, D.C. is going to do. It's not Washington, D.C. deciding what America is going to do.
Tanya Chutkan, the federal judge in the Trump case, it seems to me, backed off a bit, because the Supreme Court is going to be ruling, the appellate courts are going to be ruling. And while I'm not hopeful, I'm not optimistic, I do reserve the possibility that that conscience could strike on any one of those courts. I don't know what the odds of that are, but definitely there is a reason to at least accept that there is a probability, a possibility somehow there will be a restoration of ethics. And we're talking with Jesse Banal, the president's attorney, and we're going to be right back after these words. We're going to find out what's it going to take to straighten out this legal system, because it's no small measure required. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Lou Dobbs here. I'm delighted to let you all know that the program Lou Dobbs Tonight has returned to the air. That's right. Lou Dobbs Tonight is back. We're live each and every weeknight at 7 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Central on rumble.com/Lou Dobbs. That's rumble.com/Lou Dobbs. I hope you'll be joining us for Lou Dobbs Tonight, as our fight to save this country has only begun.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Back. We're talking with Jesse Banal and Jesse, the president's attorney. And I want to just, there's one thing that just really just makes me furious because, as you might guess, I'm kind of interested in the public's right to know. I'm interested in free speech mightily. And for this judge, Merchant, to apply a gag order here, as sweeping, particularly as he did, why do these creeps think that they have to have a gag order? What makes them think that they're so above the rest of us that they need special protection from a former president of the United States, the presumptive nominee of the Republican Party for president, the leading candidate for president? Who do they think they are?
Who do they think they are? That's exactly right, because the founders looked at these gag orders specifically when they drafted the First Amendment. This is one of the things the founders were particularly concerned about, is something called prior restraints on speech, an injunction against you being able to say what's on your mind, especially when it came to matters of policy and politics. And that's why they gave us the First Amendment, is to protect us against that. And the Supreme Court has recognized that before. The Supreme Court has even said that the Washington Post and the New York Times couldn't be prohibited by the government from publishing classified information during a war. Mm-hmm. Because it would be a prior restraint on speech. But there are a lot of these judges that believe that there's a Trump exception to the rule of law. There's a Trump exception to the Constitution. And what they know, and why this is so important to them, is because they know that Donald Trump has been calling them out, calling out their hypocrisy, calling out their partisan bias. And they want to do everything they can to put a muzzle on him, because they know that the American people are sick of this. And they want to try to stop this information from getting to the American people. And that's, you know, there's a famous quote that, you know, violations of freedom of speech are a double sin, because it affects not only the rights of the speaker, it affects the rights of the listener. It affects the rights of people to get information. And that's why it's so, these gag orders are so incredibly dangerous, Liv.
Well, for example, right now, we've got Elon Musk parading around talking about freedom of speech. It's a joke. What he is running is a operation in that platform now that is starting to approach levels of prior restraint that are unimaginable, until we saw the people, you know, Twitter suddenly align itself with the FBI, the Department of Justice, and the intelligence agencies. And I don't know whether or not Elon Musk has gone that far, but I can tell you this, he is shadow banning me, and he's shadow banning me because I have a particular point of view that is, a little different than his. For example, he wanted TikTok to be, as a matter of free speech, to be given free rein in the United States. This is a foreign-owned company, and by the way, it has responsibilities to the CCP, to the PLA, and is last I heard, Xi Jinping still wanted to go to war with the United States somewhere between 2025 and 2027, and he said it publicly. I mean, this is madness that we're watching.
It is, Lou, and as we see more and more attacks on freedom of speech right now, and that includes freedom of speech when you have these social media organizations that have a near monopoly on the ability to get your message out. And they're able to take either directly shutting people out or like you're saying, shadow banning. This is something that I think is very, very concerning and something that we really need to push back on as Americans because, luckily there's platforms out there like Truth Social, which I think are excellent. Right. That don't do that. And so one of the things we can do as Americans right now, I think, is to spend more time on some of those platforms as well. But there's got to be accountability for anybody that tries to shut up Americans, especially when you're doing it to the benefit of a foreign power.
Without question. And as we look at the situation that we now have in this country, you talked about the pervasive, and I did as well, the pervasive corruption of our judicial system, our legal profession, the American Bar Association will not step up. But where they do step up, they mean to destroy free speech and the right to free expression and representation of anyone. I've actually experienced this. Major, big law, as they're called, major firms, the most prestigious firms in the country, absolutely carrying out a ban against anyone that was pro-Trump, because that's not good for their corporate and globalist clientele. It is remarkable to me the degree to which we have descended in terms of legal rights.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And this lack of access to justice, if you are a Trump-supporting American, is something that's very, very dangerous. It's something that when lawyers in this country have stopped being willing to represent people because of their political beliefs, it's something that is extremely dangerous. Now, it's something that I, quite frankly, have taken advantage of, because the fact that these big law firms are refusing to represent good Americans, you know, made it so I could go out and get some of the best legal talent in the world, and we've been able to go and represent some people and get some great results. But the fact is, we can't do it all on our own, and we need to get back to something along the lines of what happens in the UK. And it's sad to say that the UK is better than we are, but they have something called the CAB. I know, right?
Speaking of a place where there's no free speech.
Right, right. But on this, on legal access, they're better because they have something called the cab rank rule, and they don't actually turn people away because of, for instance, their political positions. They believe everyone is entitled to legal representation, and that's critically important for our constitutional republic to flourish.
And I'm somewhat older than you, but I think even as young as you are, you will recall the days in which the progressive left, as they called them, they're Marxists now.
Yeah.
They prided themselves on their tolerance. They called for greater tolerance in our society, and they have become the scorched earth party, and they mean to devastate anyone who dares to speak up with values and views different than their own, and that is a sad, sad place. I have to tell you, Jesse, we're delighted that you're representing the president. We wish you a continued great success as you do so, and beyond, and hope you'll come back here soon to talk. Appreciate it.
I can't wait to join you again, Lou. Thank you.
Be sure to join us here tomorrow for the Great America Show. Our guest will be author Naomi Wolf. Please join us for that. Thanks for being with us, and follow me on Twitter and Truth Social at Lou Dobbs, and on Facebook and Instagram at Lou Dobbs Tonight. Thank you, everybody. God bless you, and may God bless America.